Howard Eskin, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm absolutely wonderful. Absolutely.
All right, Howard,
wonderful.
We're not happy about the fact that unless there's an injury, we're not going to see Carson Wentz this year. How do you feel about the situation?
Angelo, have you missed something I've been saying for 2 months?
I know you have, but it's very upsetting to us. We want to see the kid.
No. Here's the problem. He's a third-string quarterback, and I've been saying this for 2 months. He won't dress. And I'm not upset because to compete, and I still think this team has a chance to compete. Now, not going to the Super Bowl. I think we all recognize that. But the best quarterback to compete with is Sam Bradford. Now, if there's an injury, then it won't take long to bypass the second-string quarterback and play Carson Wentz. But the reality is, it's not about worrying about getting him hurt. It's about a plan that they've had, and there have been some great quarterbacks. Not that Carson, I don't know where Carson Wentz is going to fall 3 years from now as far as good, very good, or on the way to being better than that. However, Sam Bradford is the best quarterback right now on this football team to try to compete. And they were only two wins behind the team that finished first last year. It's the NFC East. You've got to relax. I know.
No, hold on, Howard. Howard, you just told me I'm not winning a Super Bowl this year, and I agree with you, right? Then don't I have to develop the guy that they believe will win me a Super Bowl down the road?
No, not.
I don't have to develop him. Wow, he's already ready?
Well, no, because I don't know that that would be the case where he would develop just because he's going to play, because you want him to play. They have a chance. I think they have a chance to win the division. I don't know where it's going to fall. The Cowboys always have problems. Everybody has problems. And I don't know that Kirk Cousins, the team that won last year, is going to have as good a year this year when now it's expected of him. And he's playing for a contract, which is a good and a bad thing sometimes, that they're going to be as good as they were last year. You want to compete. You don't want to. Carson Wentz will not be able to help this team compete.
You're missing the point. No one wants him to start. No one wants him to start. They want him to have an opportunity to play if a situation in a game up three scores, down three scores presents itself. What's so terrible about that?
And teams don't do that. When a quarterback plays,
they don't do it.
They don't do that. Nobody does that. The quarterback that has had success in that game. So, in other words, you want him to play two series. That's going to make
Him. All I know is this. McNabb played right from the beginning a little, and they phased him in that way. Nine out of the last 11 quarterbacks that would draft one, two, or three in the first round of the draft started the first year they played in the NFL. These are actual facts, Eskin. You should try them once in a while.
Because the team never had a quarterback. That's the problem.
Oh, and we have Bradford?
Bradford is better than Carson Wentz.
He's never had a winning season. He gets hurt every year. We're doing all this for Bradford?
The teams that get those quarterbacks are legitimately awful teams. This is not an awful team. The Eagles had to move from 13-2 to get him. Most of the teams that get those quarterbacks don't move up. I mean, the Rams did, but they were a mess anyway. They didn't have to do what the Eagles did to move up as much as they did. The teams that get you, that's a bogus stat.
It's not a bogus stat. It's a fact. Ridiculous. It's not even a stat, Eskin. It's a fact. Now, I want to ask you this next one. Hold on. This next one will test even your ability to be a spokesman for the Eagles, all right? Elliot Sharprox reported yesterday that the reason Bradford is back is because Jeff Lurie, the owner, insisted upon it. Is it a good idea for the owner to be that involved in personnel?
Well, you've already taken it to the next step that that's the reality. That is total, absolute, 100% nonsense. Just like a lot of this. There is no football right now until next week.
Right.
They just create things. All these people create this nonsense.
So you're saying Elliot made the story up?
Yes.
Okay. That's ridiculous, Howard.
But don't give me nice. I'm giving you reality. That's nonsense. The owner didn't have
That's a pretty strong accusation you're making
That's
against
correct.
A writer. You're saying he made up a story.
All right, wait, hold on. Howard, what did happen?
True.
What did
I'm
happen?
Saying it's not,
what happened?
First of all, when they signed Sam Bradford, they had not moved up yet in the draft. They had not moved up. He did play well when he came back from injury. If the Eagles would drop less footballs, because they led the league in drop footballs, if they would drop less footballs, he would have had better numbers. Sam Bradford's not a great quarterback. I think he's a good quarterback. But there's absolutely no way. We gravitate to this nonsense.
How did it happen then? Explain it to me. If you're saying Elliot made it up, was it Howie Roseman who said, I'm back in power now, I want Bradford? Was it Doug Peterson who came here and said, I want to keep Bradford? Whose idea was it that they bring Bradford back if it wasn't Lurie's?
I think it was Doug Peterson and Howie Roseman.
Wow.
Because they needed a quarterback. You don't go into the season and not let him go. You needed a quarterback. And if you were going to draft a quarterback, they didn't know they were going to get Carson Wentz. They knew they were going to look for a quarterback. That was clear. They knew that. But they didn't know they were going to get Carson Wentz. And they can compete more with Sam Bradford, Howie Roseman, and Doug Peterson made that decision. All this stuff you see, a lot of this stuff you see on the internet, like Jimmy Kemsky, like all of a sudden this is rocket science that Carson Wentz is not going to draft. Give me a break. I'm not going to dress.
You know, you're right, Eskin. I don't know why. From now on, I'm getting all my Eagles information directly from you. All they do is make stuff up. You're the only one who's presenting facts.
And a lot of times they do. I mean, it's just nobody cares anymore because you got to put something
Howard,
on there.
Howard, that's just ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous for you to say all of these people who cover the team are making stories up.
I said there is a lot of this, many of these things, when there's nothing going on. All of a sudden, you need a story, and all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, Jeffrey Lurie was the one in the back. Jeffrey Lurie doesn't make those decisions.
Elliot will be out at 9. Howard, I only got time for one more, and I want you to get this, because you are one thing you've always been good at is getting information before other people. How active are the Phillies right now in trying to make a move before the trade deadline? What are you hearing?
They're active, but I'm going to ask you the question. Who can you trade on this team? Jeremy Hellickson is the only guy that has any value. You're not going to trade three of the starters, Vasquez, Nola, and Ikoff. Right. They're out. You're not going to trade Franco. You're not going to trade Herrera. Borges doesn't get you that much, if you even thought about it.
How about Gomez? Gomez, no?
I would trade him in a heartbeat, and yes, they're talking to the team. And I had said this before. He's been doing it with smoke and mirrors. He never was the closer that they projected, and they don't project that in the future. But closers aren't as valuable anymore. Those are the two guys, Hellickson and Gomez, that have a chance of being traded. There's really nothing else of any even little significance that you're going to get anything for. That's the problem. But Hellickson, I would say there's a better than 50-50 chance that Jeremy Hellickson will be traded by the deadline. And they're going to get young players to help build, and they're doing this the right way to help build for the future. I would say Hellickson is your best shot.
All right, Howard, did you just make that up about Hellickson?
No.
You didn't hear it from anyone, did you?
I don't care about hits on the block.
Wow.
I've already taken too many
Howard
to the
Eskin,
head.
Howard Eskin, my brother. You're always fun, Eskin. I always get annoyed or something when you're out. It's a pleasure
right.
to be a
Let it continue.
All right. Howard Eskin. Thank you, Howard. We'll talk to you next week.